Well, my name is Stephen Lee. I'm the founder of Sherman Audio, and wanted to give you an update on what's been going on. It's been a very, very busy, busy, busy time, and there's lots of water that has gone under the bridge. So, let's get started.
You live with him because you've seen something. You've seen your own weakness. Not only can you not preach, not only can you not do mission activity, you can't breathe apart from the power of God.
It is in the wisdom of Almighty God there is to be the preaching of the Word of God to the end of the age.
Here I am, sitting in the middle of the vault on the campus of Bob Jones University. And we were able to have the Foundations Conference this past December, a few weeks ago. It was a good time. But the thing that we did at that conference that made it a little special, we opened officially this space called The Vault. We had the ribbon cut, and we brought the folks through The Vault, and we showed them the servers, the infrastructure that we're trying to build, the table of prayer, the conference room, the lab. We had the school say a few words about this unique partnership. We had our elder Tim Farr bring a few words on behalf of our church, which played an instrumental role in the genesis of Sermon Audio itself. And then I brought a few words talking about the miracle that brings us to this space at Bob Jones. So this is me in the editing studio, editing the video, and I forgot to mention one of the most important things that happened at the vault opening, the dedication prayer by Dr. Joel Beakey. We also have been working very hard on the infrastructure. We're installing new servers, we're installing more storage. It's been tough, but we are making progress. So thank you for all your support. Then we started the semester with 4 interns. Our first staff meeting, it was great. It was nice. We got to meet everybody. The interns got to meet us, and we got to meet them. These interns, what are they doing? We have one of them who's working with us on API development with the new framework, and we have another working on mobile development and that new framework. We have another working on Sermon Audio 2.0 development and that framework, and we have another working on translations. We're making a much bigger push into Spanish and Portuguese and Farsi and more languages in order for us to keep our sanity and be able to maintain and sustain all the different languages and the new strings that are coming out all the time. We have to develop an interface, a web interface for the translators themselves, so a translator can log in and be able to update their strings for their language. And this will automatically integrate into our system, whether it's mobile or web or on the backside of the system. This, once it's done, will allow us to, from this point, add many more languages and work with many more volunteer translators. So what we've done in the English-speaking world for Sermon Audio, we would love to see done in the Spanish-speaking world, in the Chinese-speaking world, in the Portuguese, and so on, so that there's a repository of sermons in Spanish, great preaching in Spanish. This is exciting. This is why we are here. Well, we hit day 700 of our daily United Prayer. That's 700 consecutive days of corporate prayer. When we started that on day 1, we didn't know how far this would go. I mean, when you start something like that, the fear is, can we keep this up, especially since it's every day? We can't speak for the future, but 700 days later, we are still praying. Okay, so when we had our staff meeting here the other day, we talked about a passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 13. Jeroboam caused an ambushment, by the way. I'm reading here from our trusty old paperback Bible, which I couldn't more highly recommend. Paperback Bible. That's because you can take this and you can just read 1 or 2 books of the Bible at a time. Very handy, very portable. But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them, before and behind. So the battle was in front of them and behind them. And I told our staff, that's the way it feels here at Sermon Audio so often. What's the way we naturally respond in those squeezing times? Despair, discouragement, disappointment, disillusionment, anger, fear, distrust, disbelief. These are all reactions of the flesh. But how did Abijah respond? And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind. They cried to the Lord. That is an expression of prayer, my friends. So they cried to the Lord, and the priest sounded the trumpets. Now, what does that teach us? Prayer and praise. Now, when do we normally start praising God? When the deliverance comes. But in their case, they were still facing the battle before and behind. Nothing had changed in their situation, but they started praying and they started praising God. Remember, nothing had changed, because it goes on to say in verse 15 that as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam. Friends, the lesson is so strong. Anybody can praise God when the answer has come and when you've been delivered. But as you face your battle before and behind, you face that squeezing time, pray and praise God. That is a response of faith. That's a response of faith. It doesn't make sense to praise God because you're about to be destroyed. Or so you think. But that is walking by faith. So when nothing else seems to be making any sense, when your whole world is crumbling around you, cry unto the Lord and give a shout. Praise God. And as they shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam. In the squeezing time that we're in, that we will learn to pray and praise the Lord. Amen.